Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call back from earlier from the 913. Someone has answered both questions. A 4-inch lawn and red stripe. I mean, that's all they... Here's the height of your grass, and here's your beer. That's pretty good. Like, that person just mows and gets it over with. That's awesome.
Are you out there with a measuring stick trying to figure out how big 4 inches are?
I don't
know. 4-inch
lawn seems super thick. Good for you.
I don't know. It's thick or thick? Is it? I don't know.
I'm saying that's
yeah, that's I guess you're right.
That's tall grass. That's tall grass.
Yeah, is that like a prairie? I mean, that is kind of long.
Sounds great.
All right.
All right, so last night had the WNBA draft.
Right.
Because they just get to it, man.
They really do. Season's over, draft time, let's go.
And then they play next month. So, you know, the season, that's where the season falls.
Mm-hmm.
So Caitlin Clark goes number one.
Right.
To the Indiana Fever.
Stunned. Everybody was shocked.
No surprise.
Right.
But I was also thinking, even if a team, in this case, the Indiana Fever, didn't think she was going to be the best pro, because she might not be.
Maybe not.
Right?
Yeah.
She might not be the best player in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of playing a long time in the league and blah, blah, blah. You're not sure exactly how it transcends. You know, we don't have a definitive college to pro line really in any sport, but there's a chance she's not the best pro in this draft.
There's a chance, right? She just becomes a player in the WNBA, right?
But they had to pick her.
Yeah. Oh, there's no choice. No
We've
choice.
Seen some unanimous number ones in NFL drafts, right? Maybe Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. But most years, there's at least some debate. Right? Even this year.
Right.
Now, it looks like, you know, Caleb Williams was kind of destined to be one for a long time. Doesn't guarantee anything.
No,
right?
God, no. We've seen a lot of number one draft picks fail. Yeah.
To me, this is the biggest, like, had to draft, though,
mm-hmm.
for the NFL. Like, they couldn't go any other direction. They could have thought, well, we really need a big.
Mm-hmm.
Or we really, I don't know, like Angel Reese, whatever. Right. They couldn't do it.
No.
Like, no way, shape, or form could they do it. They had to go Caitlin Clark number one. You sell tickets, you do all that stuff, you get all the pub, whatever. This is the biggest had-to draft since, I don't know, the Trailblazers picked number one?
Maybe, maybe, but and they screwed that son of a gun up too, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe the same guy who was managing the Blazers was coaching Jordan's freshman team.
So I thought, while it was, yes, a no-brainer, oh, yes, they're picking her one, they also had no, like, zero choice.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go with the hype.
Right. You had to.
Nothing else.
Because
which is a weird, kind of a weird spot to be in.
But you're also the WNBA. You're still not one of the biggest sports leagues out there. You want to sell tickets. Who's going to sell tickets? Well, we have shown over the last 2 years, Caitlin Clark moves tickets, gets people to the TVs, and people are excited about her. They're excited to watch Caitlin Clark play. And I saw this, you know, this quote that was coming out from a lot of people that was talking about the unnamed GM of a WNBA team who was going to trade her entire roster for Caitlin Clark. And usually I see those, I go, that's kind of a dumb idea, right? You don't trade your entire roster for one player. Ask Mike Ditka when he did that for Ricky Williams down in New Orleans. How did that work out for him? Not good, right? You traded your entire draft for a running back, Mike? Come on now. At least we could have done it for a quarterback. But after I thought about it, I'm like, actually, that unnamed GM is probably right about that for the WNBA, because you can find some other folks to add to your roster if you traded your entire roster for Caitlin Clark. But she literally moves tickets. She moves the needle. She's more than just a basketball player. She's a superstar that's going to take over that entire organization that she's playing for. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of, you know, like Cleveland had to take LeBron James, the hometown kid coming out of high school. Let's go get this guy. He's going to move tickets. That's kind of where I was with Caitlin Clark, and I guess you were kind of there as well. Maybe she won't be the best player out of this draft, but she is the most important player out of this
draft.
It
didn't matter. They
had to take her. Yeah. Like, you could sit there philosophically as the GM of the Fever, right, and say, I don't know that she really fits what we do or what we're trying
to do.
Doesn't matter. Got to take her. Got to take her because you got to sell tickets. You got to get interest. And the interest in that team is obviously now at an all-time high. The draft was sold out yesterday. People are excited about that. If I'm not mistaken, they sold out their allotment of season tickets for the Indiana Fever this year. And so when you have a marketable player like that, you have got to go out there and draft them. Even if your head coach like battles her and the philosophy doesn't work, coaches got to go.
Yeah, yeah. I was just envisioning like there's some scout in that office going, but this player is probably, and they're like, nope.
No, we're taking Caitlin Clark.
Doesn't matter. Got to
right.
do it.
Yeah.
You're not taking Sam Bowie.
Right.
You're just not.
Yes.
You're taking Jordan.
Or what about Cameron Brink from Stanford, right? 6'4", big, tall basketball player. Maybe that fits your mold a little bit better.
Can't do it.
We needed a big. Not going to do that. Can't do it. Not going to do it. Got to take Caitlin Clark. And if she flames out, which I don't think she will, I mean, we're acting like she's not going to be a good player. She may not be the best player. She's still going to be a star in this league.
Yes.
But either way, the Indiana Fever has already won at the box office with the merchandise, at the gate, with the jerseys, all that kind of stuff. They've already hit a home run, and she hasn't even been a member of their team for 12 hours yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the WNBA has won one more fan. I know that, my wife.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to see the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. She's all like, right. When is it? What time is it? And I wasn't. And she's like, and where do I find it?
ESPN.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm like, ESPN. Like, I think it starts at like 6:30 last night. So she found it. She's fine. She's like, all right. She goes, so can we check the schedule? Maybe watch a game or two. I'm like, I guess. Because I was kind of in the camp of like, Caitlin's gone. She's gone from my school.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, she's in. She's like, no, I want to. Let's see how she does in the pro. I'm like, okay, cool. But so the WNBA's won somebody in our household.
There's the interest of seeing how she is going to do in the WNBA. And I think she's going to be very, very good in the WNBA.
Now, I do.
Right? She can shoot from anywhere on the floor, and that translates from college to the pros.
She doesn't. Well, okay. She doesn't play any defense. But,
They
also didn't ask her to. They also didn't ask her. Also, she's not that big.
But they don't play any defense in the WNBA. We all know that.
She's not that big. So I do wonder about the physical portion of it, but she could shoot, no doubt about it.
There's a lot of guys, though, that come out of high school and college and go right to the NBA that aren't fully developed and big and strong, and they get bigger and stronger as the years go along, and I think that can absolutely
happen.
Better
get in the weight room.
Got to get in the weight room. Got to get ready to roll.
Someone said, from the 913, I had zero idea there were only 12 teams in the WNBA.
They're expanding to 14. Kansas City's not on the list.
And they're probably going to get to 16, like, soon. Although I always worry about overexpansion,
right,
and expanding too fast, mm-hmm, and those types of things.
Is there enough talent?
You always kind of wonder. But there might be enough talent because they draft three rounds,
mm-hmm,
12 players a round. So it's 36.
Right.
And you look at it every year because I've followed it, but you know enough of the players. They're like, oh, they got drafted by so-and-so. They don't make the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have 36 players drafted, and not everybody makes the team.
That is drafted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they were talking about, I think it was like Phoenix or something. They're like, they got some, they had some cap issues. They spent a lot of money. There's a good chance these draft picks actually make the team because they're cheap.
They're cheaper. Wow.
And I was like, wow, there's only 36 players drafted, and they're having problems keeping players on the roster. So even if you get drafted there, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to stick.
You're going to stick and make it. But it's going to be interesting because I know from the men's side of things, I know some fans will do it. They'll cross over to the NBA and watch some of their favorite college kids. But normally, once college kids go to the pro, you're just back to your college team because everybody gets dispersed. Caitlin Clark, obviously, is a unique and different individual, and it's the WNBA. They're on as many teams. They're on as many games. It's easier to consume. It's in the summer, you know, type of league. It's a different time of year than regular basketball normally is. You're used to basketball being November. November to, you know, to now, and now the WNBA is going to be in the summer, so it's kind of a standalone league from a basketball standpoint. So there's a lot of reasons and a lot of ways to watch, and I think people are going to probably check it out. It's up to them now to hook you and keep you mm-hmm, there, mm-hmm. you know? But just like it is for women's basketball in college now. They got a lot of people in the door this past year. How do you keep you at the event?
Well, WNBA schedule is going to be in your face a lot more than it has been, too.
Sure, I mean,
they got
is,
a lot
yeah.
of nationally televised games, and yep. suddenly they're telling everybody about it.
Right.
So maybe they have a chance to hook some people. We'll see. Who'd have thought the Royals are actually on the national stage?
Right, the national stage.
I'm
right
not
now.
Sure if we'd have called him, he'd have had any idea in the last few years. Like, couldn't have been on their radar, right?
The Royals?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know
not.
What I mean?
No.
Tim Kirchen, ESPN Baseball Insider, is going to join us because, you know,
the Royals are winning, baby.
We're back in his sphere again.
Yeah.
Next.
He knows us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in on a Tuesday, along with Bonfesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Nathan Williams producing today. I feel like we couldn't have called him, like, within the last, like,
8 years.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Our team wasn't on anybody's radar.
Nobody knew us.
But now, I feel like we can a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Tim Kirchen, ESPN Baseball Insider, is going to join us this week's Sunday night baseball game. It will be the Rangers and Braves, and Tim will be on the Baseball Tonight broadcast leading up into game coverage. Tim, welcome. Good morning. Like I said, I don't know if we could have called on you recently because we're asking some of the national guys about the Royals. There's not much to say, but now we have stuff to say.
Yeah, you sure do. The Royals are right in the middle of this now. This is, we all know, a weak division, a winnable division. But you look at everyone else around them, why can't they stay in this a long time, especially with the start they're off to? I mean, they've outscored their opponents by 39 runs already. And their ERA, as you guys know, is 2.86. It's the third best in Major League Baseball. The Royals have three shutouts already. They had six shutouts all last season. So the improvement is enormous. It's obvious. And I think it's already time to start taking the Royals seriously as a contender in this division. And I'm not sure a whole lot of people saw that coming even 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm glad you say that because I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a couple of minor league baseball teams, Tim, and I was like, all right, start looking at the Royal system. Tell me who we can deal off. We can go out there and get our ace around the deadline to close this thing out. It's never too early to start planning for making that postseason run and starting to kind of talk about maybe which prospects you can, you know, pawn off to make your team stronger.
Yeah, again, they have really shown some signs here, and with the farm system they have, but more important, with the people they brought in the offseason in order to add a little veteran presence here. I mean, Seth Lugo has been really, really good for this team, and Michael Wacha you know, you add somebody like that to a starting rotation. So J.J. Piccolo has done a really nice job of moving veteran players in around younger guys like this. And it's a pretty nice mix now, especially when the mix starts with the shortstop, who is just an amazing player.
Yeah, he's considered, obviously, a star here in Kansas City, our baseball version of Patrick Mahomes in our town, if you will. Is he a legit star now around Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think he proved that last year, top 10 of the MVP, and that's a hard thing to do when you're on a team that loses 106 games. But when you look at that combination of power and speed, it's breathtaking. When you recognize how young he is, how athletic he is, how he's only going to get better from here, with the bloodlines as good as his, with his dad and everything else, there's no reason to think that the season he had last year isn't going to be even improved upon, which we've already seen so far this year. And I don't think there's any doubt Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be one of the best players in baseball for the next 10 to 15 years. I don't think that's a stretch.
Salvador Perez continues to do his thing. We believe he's a very fast healer. He says he's back today after what looked like a scare the other day. We think he's a Hall of Famer here. Is he a Hall of Famer?
He's got a ways to go. He does have 250 home runs. He is one of the premier defensive catchers. He's been an everyday catcher on a championship team. I'm not ready to say he's a Hall of Famer now, but I said on our podcast the other day with my son that this is a future Hall of Famer. I believe that. I think he needs to do a little bit more, but given that he's not aging very, you know, he's aging so well right now, there's no reason to think he's not going to keep hitting and keep catching really, really well. So I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day, but I'm just not sure he could retire today and ease his way in.
Talk with Tim Kirkchen of ESPN this week's Sunday night baseball game, Rangers versus Braves, and Tim will be on the Baseball Tonight coverage leading up to that game. And when you're looking at this ball club, you know, here in Kansas City, I know, like we talked about, it may be a little early right now to start looking at that minor league system, but you follow all this stuff, Tim. Do the Royals have a minor league system right now that is ready for the big league club to be good, where they can start pawning off players to get legitimate big leaguers back in return?
Yeah, it's a good system. You know, it's not the Orioles system. It's not the Dodger system.
Right.
It's not even the Rays system, but it's good. But given that they have so many young players on their team, there's not a whole lot of places. I mean, this is what's happening in Baltimore right now. They have this amazing AAA team in Norfolk, but there's no room on the major league roster because the young players on the roster are doing so spectacularly well. And that's similar to what is going on with the Royals. With a young team like this and young guys trying to figure this out, there's just not any room. But yes, they're in a position to deal a resource in order to get somebody that can really help them for right now. But I wouldn't touch anything right now. I would leave this team alone and let it play and see how it goes.
When do you start making those determinations on what you need? Like, what's a good sample size? Is it after the first month you reevaluate? I know Michael Garcia is in a little bit of a slump right now, but he's still a really good player. I think one of the untouchables, you know, on this team. When do you start as an organization kind of looking at your roster and saying, all right, we're through this portion of the season. Now we need to get here. How can we get here? When does that really start?
Right. Well, a lot of people use Memorial Day as a milepost. Others, July 4th. Others, the All-Star break. But I'm telling you, fellas, I've seen this before where you can tell pretty much in the first 2 to 3 weeks of a season what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you recognize this is not working. This is not going to work, like with the White Sox, who the Royals are playing now. But on the other side, you know, if you're the Tigers, if you're the Pirates, if you're the Royals, I think you have every right to say, all right, we're in this. This is going to change the way we approach things. And maybe a lot earlier than Memorial Day, you start to say, all right, we're in this for the long haul. What can we do to make ourselves better as quickly as possible? Again, I don't think any sort of movement's going to happen, but I think you can tell very early on, even in a few weeks, all right, we got something special going on here. Let's make it better as we move along.
Tim Kirkchen of ESPN joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned winnable division, and heading into this season, I felt like a lot of teams said that, and a lot of teams felt that, and a lot of teams seemingly were giving lip service, like, well, yes, this is a winnable division. We should go for it. Why do you think that it stood out for the Royals to do it and then, I guess, prove it now?
Yeah, well, you look at the Twins, who won the division last year, but they lost Sonny Gray, who was their best pitcher, and they are really, really struggling offensively. And unfortunately for them, I think that might continue, especially with the injuries that they have with Carlos Correa now and others. I just don't see them scoring enough runs to be, you know, a runaway winner in this division. The Tigers have a really interesting rotation, but I wonder if they're going to score enough runs. The Guardians are off to a really good start, but without Shane Bieber for the rest of the season, that is an enormous blow. And, of course, the White Sox aren't. White Sox have been shut out 6 times in 16 games. So I think when you look at the relative weaknesses of every team in the division, that's why I think you can put the Royals in there. Like, you can't say, oh, the Tigers are way better than this, or the Twins are way better than this. They're going to take off. I don't think so. I don't think any team is really going to take off in this division. That's why I think the Royals have a chance to hang in there.
Do the Royals, Tim, have the fewest weaknesses in the division right now?
Well, maybe so. Again, they are throwing out 5 pretty good starters right now. I mean, Alec Marsh has done a really nice job for them. Their bullpen, you know, you're always short in your bullpen, and James McArthur's not off to a great start, but we know what he can do after watching him at the end of last year. So I think they might have fewer weaknesses than any team right now. Now, we'll see how that goes as we get beyond 3 weeks into the season. But again, you have to be impressed with what you've seen from the Royals so far.
I think also, too, when you look at where this team is, I think the most important move is going to go kind of under the radar was them last year signing Aroldis Chapman on, I don't want to say a prove-it deal, but hey, Aroldis needed a place, the Royals needed a pitcher, fine, we know we're going to trade you, and then parlaying him into Cole Ragans. How many people walk around baseball looking at you going, how the hell did the Royals get Cole Ragans?
Right, that's a really good question, and this is what teams do to try to win the World Series, as you know, as the Rangers did last year. They take a chance and say, all right, we got to give up something to get something. But you know, Cole Ragans, I know you guys know this, but everyone will tell you that guy's stuff is ridiculously good. He's a star in the making. He's had a lot of injury history, but when you can take him and Brady Singer and put them at the top of the rotation, if Brady Singer is this good and Cole Ragans is going to be this good, that's a pretty nice one, too, to start with for any team.
All right, we haven't had this for a few years now. We've been living in a very big NFL football life in this city, Tim. We lived and die with every single football game. We can't do that with every baseball game. But how do we approach patience throughout a baseball season?
Well, it's the longest season in the world, and you cannot panic at any point. Again, this is how the Rangers won last year. They lost 20 out of 30 games. The second half of the season. And instead of panicking, Bruce Bochy held things together. And that's what's going to have to happen here with the Royals, because they're going to hit a skid, because every team hits a skid. And that's where the veteran players, the Salvi Perez's, are just going to have to look around and tell the younger guys, hey, we're going to get through this. That's what all the players have to do. And that's what all the fans have to do there, which is hard to do when you've been through a lot of losing like the Royals. But you just have to say, all right, young team, gonna lose some games, just got to get back on the horse.
Tim, we appreciate the time. We're excited to talk to you, because that means the Royals are doing good. We're not used to that around here. If they continue the success, I'm sure you'll be getting another phone call from us again.
All right. Well, thanks, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
Take care. Tim Kirkchen of ESPN with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Don't forget their Sunday night baseball, Rangers and Braves. You know, people will say a potential World Series matchup. It was the Royals and Braves. I say that's a World Series matchup on ESPN. But Tim will be with the Baseball Tonight crew. But, I mean, look, he said it right there at the beginning. Here we go. Strap in.
I love it. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if we tried 3 years ago, they'd be like, oh, About what?
What? Yeah. Why do you want to talk to a baseball person? Where's this again?
He doesn't have anything.
He doesn't know anything about your team.
He hasn't been watching your team. Why would he? They got other stuff to get to
right
on the national stage. Hey, you.
Not us. Hey, but, you. Man, now the Royals are the talk of baseball. 11 wins, second most in the game right now, plus 39 run differential. Man. That's what matters. You notice we haven't heard anything about a hard hit rate or VORP so far this year because winners win and losers talk about stats.
There has been a little bit with Bobby Witt, but he's a number one and stuff, so that's fine. If you're one in hard hit rates or whatever, then it's worth celebrating because you're doing other stuff too. This guy totally nailed the first pitch. We'll get to it next.
Too hot.
I was just saying, it's the hot tub.
The hot tub.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Patrick Mahomes is on the cover of Time magazine this week.
Oh, okay.
The Time 100 is coming out. The world's most influential people.
Where did I fall on that list?
And Patrick is in there with a story, or I guess his portion of it's written by Alex Rodriguez. Okay.
Like literally A-Rod?
Yeah,
a guy named Alex Rodriguez?
Well, I mean, they go back, so, you know. He knew him when he was a lad.
Oh, he was running around the clubhouse or something, and he played with his old man?
Yeah.
I thought he knew Derek Jeter.
It says by Alex Rodriguez.
Can't be the same guy, can it?
I would imagine it is.
Is A-Rod got time now that he failed to buy a basketball team to write for Time magazine?
I would think, right?
I don't think it's the same guy.
You have your celebrity writer.
I don't know.
Otherwise, you don't put that person's
name on
there.
What's in it for A-Rod? Why would Alex Rodriguez write an article for Time magazine about Patrick Mahomes?
Because he's got firsthand knowledge of what it takes to be influential.
Oh, all right. Who else is on the list?
Or it's a total someone else.
Could be another Alex Rodriguez.
Could be.
It seems like a very common name.
But they put it on the cover like it's him. Right?
I wouldn't mind seeing Alex Rodriguez interview Patrick Mahomes. I think it'd be a fun conversation.
You know, these celebrities interviewing celebrities, and that's how you get a podcast these days. So
right.
I'm guessing that's how you write articles, too.
Who do you think is more fake, Alex Rodriguez or who the hell was I going to say? I had another guy that I was going to say, and I forget now. So anyway, I can't remember.
More famous?
Fake, I was going to say. Because Alex Rodriguez is kind of, you know. Russell Wilson. That's the other guy who's fake, too.
I don't even click on the story.
Yeah.
And it says written by Sean Gregory.
Well, that's not Alex Rodriguez, no.
So, I don't know if Alex has got a quote in here or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe Alex Rodriguez is the pen name, like Walter Winchell was the pen name for Mark Twain.
I'm just kind of scrolling here. That I just clicked on the story to see if, I mean, I'm sure Alex has got a quote in here, right?
Well, I don't know. Why would Alex Rodriguez be anywhere near this story? Like,
because he's famous and so is Patrick.
Who cares?
Because that's what happens now.
No.
Famous people write about famous people and talk to famous
people.
Not
Alex Rodriguez. He's busy. He's on Fox or something, isn't he?
This is a long one. I don't even read all this.
You can get through that. Who else made the list?
Why do they write such long stories now? Don't they know our attention spans are zero?
It's funny you say that. I was talking to one of the older guys at the J the other day, right? And I'm talking about like a retired guy. And usually retired guys have more time and they're more thoughtful and you know, they're older, right? They're not like us. And we were talking about like YouTube videos. One of the guys goes, God, if you show me a YouTube video, it's over 2 minutes, forget about it, I'm out. So it's not just like the younger generation. It's everybody is to a point where they don't want to be overconsumed with longevity of anything other than life, right? And so I think to have a long form article like that, I hate to be this crass, but maybe it's the only thing you got to look at if you're on the toilet. I don't know.
I don't think I'm on the toilet that long.
Not that long. I met my father.
I feel like I used to get a hard time a lot about not reading Joe Posnanski, and I'm like, he's too damn long.
Yeah.
His like, even when he was in the Star, I'm like, this is trailing into page three.
Yeah.
No.
Joe Posnanski and Ken Burns exchanging pleasantries takes 7 days.
I believe he's probably a really great writer and all. My attention span's not that long.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I see those videos too. I wish they wouldn't put the times on the video, right? Because you're like,
yeah.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't have 2 minutes for this.
Seven.
Who the hell? Seven? Forget about seven. There was I am not wading into a 7-minute video.
Well, it's like the other day, the Joe Burrow quote about, you know, being built to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're right. He's right.
Was on the Kelsey's podcast. Right. I'm like, okay, well, did the Kelsey's tweet it out? It hadn't been tweeted out. So I like, can I go to their podcast? I'm like, I don't want to sift through an hour and a half.
90 minutes is a very long time. No, it is. It's
like,
a very
hour and
long
a half.
Time.
Are you now, kidding me? No. For one soundbite? No.
You can play it in faster mode, obviously, yes, but then it sounds like, I can't do that. That's not for me.
I haven't evolved to that portion of it yet.
I've tried. I really have. I've tried to listen to audiobooks on a faster speed and things like that. It just doesn't work for me, man.
Someone texted in and said the name you were looking for was Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's right. It was. I did say Russell Wilson. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez or Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Who thinks more of themselves? Is that where
who's faker?
Oh, who's faker? I see.
Yeah.
And the photo are the photos by Ken Griffey Jr. I don't know.
I hope so.
That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Or so, Randy Johnson.
And who else is on the list? I have no idea because Mahomes is the only one that's gone out, I think. No,
it's the top 100 influential people of 2024.
Yeah.
I think I am on number 69.
Yeah. I mean, I would guess Caitlin Clark's on here somewhere. And
is it just sports people? No, okay.
Just people.
Well, Caitlin Clark should be on it. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark should both be on that list.
Yeah. They make the cover. Surprising.
I'm sure Roger Goodell has somehow made the list again.
Kind of
surprising
if Caitlin Clark's not on the list that you wouldn't put her on the cover, too. I mean, just right now.
Is Patrick on the cover?
Patrick's on the cover.
Could be regional.
Yeah. Like super regional?
Yeah.
So, no. Like any good story, the entire story's not out there, mm-hmm. So we only know who the cover person is.
Good.
And the foreword was written by Oil Can Boyd. I don't think so. And edited by Cal Ripken. And all you guys coming in here.
Josh.
That's awesome.
I just keep continuing to bust Josh's balls on this one. Because
that's awesome.
Well, it must be the same Alex Rodriguez. I mean, he may have known him. But I don't know that the old man ever played with A-Rod, though, did he?
Well, in Texas, they cross paths, certainly. You don't think it's the same Alex Rodriguez? You think it's a different Alex Rodriguez?
Absolutely.
I bet it's not.
I don't want something written by Alex Rodriguez. I want something written by Alex Rodriguez, who actually took the time to write it.
Rodriguez?
He took the time to write it. Not like A-Rod, who would just like do something like you and I would do.
Mm.
Hi, this is Patrick. He's really good.
Well, then you wouldn't put this person's name on the cover.
Why? He's the author.
No, you don't put the name of the cover.
Sure you do.
Clicking in it, and the name is Sean Gregory to put his name on the cover.
Sean Gregory wrote it then. Maybe there's a foreword by A-Rod. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm thinking I might not read the article, but he's got some stuff to say.
God, I'm just trying to think if they've ever, because I don't know that Mahomes Sr. ever played for the Rangers. He was like a Yankee and a Met and a Twin. And
so I'm seeing the other confirmed person on this list so far is Dua Lipa.
Okay.
And her tribute is done by the singer Patti Smith.
Oh, probably a totally different one.
Totally
it's
different.
It's not Patti Smith. It's Patti Smith. Probably.
Yeah.
It's a writer, Bob.
Right. So is it just famous people that I have no idea.
I mean, if it's famous people writing about other famous people, fine. But I'm trying to think, like, what's in it for A-Rod?
Well, he gets associated with Mahomes.
That's a good point. That's fair enough. Hi, I used to play baseball. My name's Alex Rodriguez. Yeah. And you
I might have
Mahomes.
Fallen out of some part of culture or celebrity, so here I am.
All right.
I'm still here.
Okay. I just find it odd because I always ask, all right, what's the catch? What's in it for this person? But if you say Alex Rodriguez gets the opportunity to meet Patrick Mahomes, bring him to the
Mahomes
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mahomes grew up around major league clubhouses. 1,000%. Baseball is my first love, he says. Mm-hmm. His father pitched until 2003 when Patrick was 8 and spent the 2001 season with the Texas Rangers, where A-Rod's work ethic left an impression on the young athlete.
So at 6 years old, he had an impression.
8.
No, he played till he was 8.
Right.
Until 3.
Right.
And so if he was 8 then, minus 2,
that's
he was 6 years old.
That's when you formulate all your impressions, Bob.
Yeah, right. I am not buying that at all.
I hate it when my dad made me hit off a tee, says Mahomes. I'm like, I just want you to throw it to me. I go watch Alex Rodriguez. He's leading the league in home runs, and he's hitting off the tee every single day. It taught me that whenever you get to where you want to go, I can't let my fundamentals slip. Alex Rodriguez left a huge mark on Patrick Mahomes. Not the writer, the baseball guy, Bob. The baseball
Boom.
Guy.
At 6 years old, A-Rod changed the course of time.
The postscripts written by Dan Sorensen.
That's good. That is really good. That is really good.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Has there ever been a first pitch nailed quite like yesterday?
Oh, it was fantastic. I thought it was the best first pitch I've ever seen. What Gronk did yesterday on Patriots Day in Boston was epic.
I didn't see it coming. He goes full windup from the mound and spikes it like a football.
Just like he was scoring a touchdown.
That is perfect.
It was great.
Maybe he's done this before. I don't know, but I fell for it.
Yeah.
I totally fell for it. I'm like, no, that's how you do it.
No,
you don't let people mock you for sailing one past the catcher.
Or nailing that mascot in the, you know, the nether regions or anything like that.
He goes
right?
full windup and just spikes it into the ground and walks off the mound.
That was so good. Like, I hate the Red Sox with all of my being, but that was so freaking cool. That's why Gronk is just one of those guys that no matter what team he was playing for, he always rooted for him because he knows how to have a good time and he knows how to bring it. Also, too, I think this Patriots Day thing, that's now on my list of sporting events I think I want to go to, right? Like, you got the Super Bowls, the Final Fours, all that kind of stuff. Every April, Patriots Day rolls around in Boston. And I will say this. I have been in Boston on Patriots Day when I was a child. Didn't go to the game, didn't do the marathon, none of that kind of stuff. But I would love to go there and just go to that game. I think that would be kind of cool.
Would you want to do the twofer, though? Would you want to do the marathon and the game?
Yeah, I think so. Like, go to the game, maybe get to the end of the marathon. Yeah, like, I'm hoping at one point my wife ends up running the Boston Marathon. She's doing Chicago again this year for her second time and has done New York. Now, obviously, she's not very fast. So you have to like buy your way in via charity, right? And it's like a $50,000 buy-in.
Obviously, she's not very fast.
Well, she's not invited and qualifying for Boston. Oh. You know, she's not a marathoner. She does it, you know, get in shape, raise money, and she's nuts for doing it, I think. But I'm super impressed.
I thought you meant, well, I could totally watch the game and still see her finish.
Well, that's
she's
where I was
going to
go with it. No, that's where I was absolutely going with it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be there at the end. A duck beater in the New York Marathon. I've got the video to prove it. But, you know, I couldn't do it. And it's not taking anything away from her at all. I think what she I think watching my wife do a finish
the
marathon.
It's a special kind of nuts to be able to do a marathon.
No, it is. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. But watching her finish two marathons and getting ready for the third one in Chicago this year, I've never been more impressed at a sporting event than watching my wife cross that finish line. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in sports. I was like, I can't believe you just did this twice. You're going to do it for a third time. And then you get the bug. All right, where should we go next? And I'm like, God, I'd love you to do Boston.
Like, you want to run that again?
It's a great way to see a city, though. If you think about it, you run through all the neighborhoods and areas of the town.
I guess if you're in shape enough to be able to concentrate on that, I'd be like, I'm going to die.
You see, like, the person who won Boston in, like, 2.5 hours.
It's like a light jog.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
It's nuts. Or you just take the train to the end like Rosie Ruiz and, you know, finish it and cheat. But I just said that Patriots Day thing looks really, doesn't it look really cool?
No,
like,
it looks
awesome.
Like, it looks like a different day at the ballpark. I don't know. It's like almost like a second opening day kind of.
That's a good way to put it.
I don't know why it does feel like it's their day.
Yeah.
You know, so
it is, it's their day. It's to celebrate, you know, Boston and the marathon and, you know, the Revolutionary War actually started on April 19th. Which I know because it's my birthday, so I always remember that. But that's so it's always kind of tied into this week and whatnot. Like, it's just a cool thing. I wish we had something. Let's create something like that, Josh, where we'll do it on a Friday, where a random Friday we have a 10 a.m. Royals game.
That'd be awesome.
Right? Let's just call it like Kansas City Day.
And then we'll run around the stadium once and call it a marathon.
Oh, we're going to go that far?
No, you don't have to run. Just make it around the stadium once.
My friend Pat Sanders.
Pretend like we're stuck in parking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. My friend Pat Sanders is the 0.1K every year. We could do the 0.1K.
Yeah.
Just walk from this car to that car.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Go in and watch a 10 a.m.
baseball
game.
Thinking about the beer mile, but I haven't done that yet either.
Is that a beer a mile?
Yeah.
Or a lap.
You run a lap and drink a beer.
I hear that's not like people puke.
Well, I would think.
Then you have to chug the beer, or do you just drink it while you're leisurely?
Well, I suppose you want a good time. You'd probably want to pound that thing to keep your time going.
Yeah, that would be not good.
From the 563, real nice pillow top mattress on 169 southbound, just south of 68th Street in the Northland. 9 out of 10 condition, only losing that 1 point because of a little moisture from the rain.
Yeah, the rain today.
That's a good update. Thanks for that. Yeah. On the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. I hit a point yesterday. It just kind of hit me, and I sent out a tweet. And as soon as I hit send, I know where this is going to end up. Uh-huh. But I was going to send it anyway. I'm looking for comfortable shoes.
What are you looking to do in these shoes? Are they your everyday shoes?
Day. Okay, just every day. I've just found, you know, the aches and pains are catching up, and
well, you are wearing Chuck Taylors,
and I wear my Chuck Taylors all the time, and they're just not the greatest, you know, stabilizing shoe.
But they are very comfortable.
They are comfortable, but they're kind of slacker comfortable. You know what I mean? They're not like supportive comfortable.
Oh God, you're at that stage of your life.
Yeah, I think so.
Just
a little
go
bit.
Get the damn Skechers.
So a little bit there, and so I did ask on X yesterday,
formerly Twitter.
When does that age out, by the way?
It never does.
Okay. I said, it's time. Need comfortable everyday sneaker suggestion. I know where this is going. I'm asking anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put this to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line as well at 913-586-7610.
Nathan just left the studio. He's out of this conversation. I'm not doing this.
But I kind of, I like the other day, I looked at my closet and I'm like, I don't have any, just find me like a comfortable pair of shoes. Nikes are the coolest shoes ever.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are comfortable for me.
I can't tell
don't
you the
find
last pair
any
of
them comfortable.
I owned.
They're cool. They're whatever. I got a really cool pair. I wear them like 2 hours max. And you're like, I got to get out of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pair of Adidas running shoes that I really liked. I went and tried to buy that thing again. Weren't the same.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep throwing on I get up every morning, keep throwing on the Chuck Taylors. And I'm like,
is your back hurting, Gramps?
Kinda. Well, yeah. Yeah. I've been playing a lot of tennis and my back hurts.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything hurts. And I'm like, you know, I just need to have something comfortable on my feet.
Mm-hmm. So it's the footwear.
And then you said, You have the Hokas, right?
Yeah, I love them, yeah.
But didn't you mock somebody for wearing those, not for working out?
Well, that's just me. It bothers
me.
They're an expensive shoe, and so...
Can I not wear those just to be comfortable?
You can do that. I just think it looks weird because it is a running shoe, and a lot of people are wearing it as their everyday shoe, and I'm just like, fine, you do you and whatever you want to do. It just looks weird. Like
I think
are a good one.
I don't want the white New Balance, and I don't want the Air Monarchs.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
I don't want that as an answer.
Correct.
But I also don't want... I don't need a running shoe because I ain't running in them.
Right.
I just want...
So then why pay for the Hoka?
Because they're comfortable.
Yes.
I want a comfortable wear.
Okay.
That's got a little stability to it.
Okay.
Nathan just took his shoe off of his foot and held it up at us.
Yeah, to show you, because this is a New Balance, but it's not the classic white New Balance. It's got a whole bunch of colors on it.
That's what I've got, too. I've got the New Balance. The 515 is the simple gray
shoe.
It's
not just the classic white stereotypical New Balance.
Right.
We have options
like
there.
Like a nice foam inside.
Yeah.
Walking, like, around on a cloud.
Some would say.
I mean, you're going to have to go to a store, bro, and figure it out yourself. Like, what's good for you is not good for me, you know? It's like saying... What pair of underwear is best? I don't know. Some people like tidy whitey. Some people don't like any at all.
Because, yes, I had the Ultra Boost. I really did like those. But I think I need the original ones because I've had a pair or two since. I'm like, these don't feel like the old ones.
Whatever you do, though, do not get a pair of sneakers and start marching around with khakis on. Then you've really aged out.
Who was the celebrity the other day you asked me about? You're like, is that you? He was wearing the same thing. He was spotted like multiple days wearing the same outfit. And you're like, when do we get to that stage?
Oh, it was Gene Hackman.
Oh, it was Gene Hackman. And I was like, there's something to be said about just not giving a crap.
Yeah, it was definitely
really,
Gene Hackman.
Really loved to that point.
No, I think Hokas are great for running. But everybody's foot is different. Some people do not like Hokas. I was telling you about that guy that I was talking to at the J who's 80-some years old and didn't like the dimension of the Hoka. It was like a millimeter off of what he needed for his foot. So, like, and I'm being serious about that. Like, everybody's foot is different. So you got to go try them on. there's this place over here on Johnson Drive, the Running Store, maybe it's called. I don't know. But you go in there, they give you options, obviously, and then you get on the treadmill and you try them out and see if that's something that you want to do and something that you're interested in. And I see a lot of people wearing these On Clouds. I've been kind of like looking at those, and people are like, yeah, they're all right, they're fine. And so I think it just depends on what your needs are and what you feel is comfortable, because I know there are people who don't think the Hokas are comfortable. I think they're the most comfortable running shoe I've ever had.
Yeah. No, I mean, my Chucks are like super comfortable.
And that's the other thing. Those things are comfortable.
But they're kind of like comfortable. Yeah. I need more.
You need a little bit of like, I'm getting old. I need some back support.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that those white New Balances that you get at Kohl's with, Kirk Cousins cash, I don't think that those are necessarily comfortable. I think that's just a practical old man shoe.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap.
Right.
And your wife picked it up for you while she was looking for her Jean Nate.
With some Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want those either.
No, that when you slip on those white New Balances, it's over.
Right.
Like, you might as well start digging the
right.
hole.
I don't want it to be over.
No, because it's over. Get the urn. Start coffin shopping.
But I'm thinking a running shoe without, needing to run. Play tennis. I run a little bit. I just don't want to run. I don't like to run. I never have, even as a kid. Mm-hmm. Didn't like to run.
I never did either.
I like to play sports to be in shape.
Right.
But not run. I hated running.
I still hate running to this day.
And I hate it.
But you know what? I also hate being fat and I like eating. Well, so I got to compromise.
I know. You're very regimented in that.
I got to compromise.
And so. I'm also, Alex Smith may have pushed me over as well. I may have to get some of those.
Ufas?
Yeah.
My wife has those. She loves them.
Those feel like the perfect thing. Come off the court, throw those on there. And
yeah. My wife has a couple of pair of those.
I see Alex Smith rocking those things, and I'm like, sounds like they're comfortable.
But they do look like an orthotic. I mean,
I don't care. They look like your feet feel great.
Yeah, you look at those, you're like, oh, my God, did escape?
I had a moment yesterday.
Where's your robe?
I had a moment yesterday. I'm like, just give me some comfortable shoes.
Did anybody have any good suggestions? It's got to be. You just go try everything on. Mm. Give yourself an hour. Go try on some shoes. Figure it out.
The ultimate source has weighed in on a time frame for Salvador Perez. And the owner of the St. Louis Cardinals is going to join us. Why? Because they want to keep the Chiefs in Missouri? He'll explain coming up at 8:30. We'll get to that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.